Yeah, that's no fun. You don't want to be that guy, especially if they figure out who called. So it seems like the right idea to talk to them first, but then if they refuse and then you call them, they definitely know who it was. So yeah, I got neighbors that park in front of my house, in front of their house, directly at the end of my driveway, and we're at a curve in my street. My wife and I both drive full-size pickups, so when they park there, it's pretty much impossible to get out of the driveway without making a, you know, several point turn to do it. And I joked to her that one of these days I'm just going to full throttle out of the driveway and make a point, but, you know, I wouldn't actually do it, but it's fun to think about sometimes. Back to you.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's a young kid, you know, and they just don't see it. That's the hiccup about it all, you know. I mean, he's in community college type age level and everything else like that. They just don't see it, you know. It's just like it's weird. And, you know, they can't park in front of their house. I got that because they got a mailbox right there in the way. So then they don't get their mail. So I don't know. It's kind of a weird situation. But it is what it is. So, but other than that, not too much. Radio's been real quiet this morning. So I figured I'd throw my call, see if anybody was around. All the locals must be wrapping their presents or something. All the people that normally hang out around here.